Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can always tell. You know what position somebody is in the society, how they dress. So, you know, because the whole idea is relationships should work perfectly. So you can't know what is your relationship with a person if you can't tell who he is. So therefore, you have to. So therefore, you have to be able to tell who the person is, and they be able to tell who you are. So immediately upon meeting that person, then you know how to behave, how to speak, how to deal. Otherwise, you waste your time trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and you should already know.
Yeah, it should be clear, because if you identify by it, then you should carry those markings. That would be the natural thing. It means you identify with it, means you're not ashamed of it. You know, if you're ashamed of it, then you shouldn't be doing that occupation, because with it goes that dress, those activities, those rules, those duties. So you should do those things that you want. You know, the modern is one wants to present himself as one thing, though he's another. Mm. That's the difficulty.
Mm.
Yeah. Like that, yeah.
Yes, Prabhupada's given us such a wealth of culture that if we just tune in just a little,
That's true. If we can catch it, then it's very nice.
And you're giving.
Oh, we're trying to be an instrument.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. What time? Yeah, it's just so badly edited. Anytime you hear me just stop, it's because it's like all this time it says valor, but it's spelled velour.
Okay, so you know? Figure it out.
Yeah, you have to figure it out as you go. Or he's talking to Janardana, but it says Jarasandha.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff like that.
So it's,
I'm not sure who are these guys. It's a re-editing of somebody who did the book, this translation originally. And the original translation is really bad. That's why Ganguly's was considered like better.
So they're Indians.
Yeah. Okay, translation according to edited with introduction by Ishwara Chandra.
So they don't know the English
language. Yeah, they do. So this was first edition, 2001. So it seems that very recently Duttas, which was done like in the 1800s, it was redone. Well, this other one that we were reading for a short time, it's better done. The translation is better, but because it's also very, very old, kind of archaic, it's
English.
Yeah, archaic English. They have so many words that are extra in a sentence. So it's like if you're used to it, it's nice. But I think from reading it for me, it's better than this one. But for I think for the kids,
yeah.
It's harder, like that, you know. Yeah. Well, this one, then generally they can get what's there, but it reads so badly sometimes it gets. You know, you don't really get what's there. Like in a verse, they don't complete the sentence. Mm-hmm. And sometimes then the sentence goes all into the next verse, mm-hmm. you know, because there's the Sanskrit in between, so it doesn't read smoothly and all mm-hmm. stuff like that.
I wanted to tell you about a great time in Australia.
Oh, okay. That's
nice. It was really good. At Rangaroo was the best host.
Oh, well, that's very nice. You stayed in the temple?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a buck and I've gone through the
ashram. Oh, okay.
Okay. One buck.
Okay. Oh, okay. Did he get you out there on the pick?
He did. On the last day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. That was probably part of the thing.
He was telling me on the phone. Yeah, okay. I was actually willing. I was a willing participant.
Mm-hmm.
I went out in a sari and put it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the cross.
Mm. Okay.
Went to all the places of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did 2 hours and came home with nearly $400.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
so he must have offered you a job.
No.
He didn't. Oh.
No, he didn't. Lucky me. But he did say, well, you better ring your husband up and tell him that. Well, Marumpa has got me on the pick. If one day I'm here and next day I'm on the pick.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was very wonderful. It was beside that. It was
nice association, nice kirtans and
yes.
Everything.
Yeah. Too good. I got to hurry now. I got to okay, boys, line up and chant. And girls, just follow the leader. Okay, off you go. So I was sort of on the sidelines, sort of making sure it was all happening. Because after 2 hours, you start to fag away a bit. So that was really, really good. It was fun too. I got to clean the temple. Really nice. I got to do arti for Shri Papa. I got to serve Jagatakaswari and Kadambakarna.
Kadambakarna was there.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
And Mother Teresa Prabhu and Patapana Prabhu. Somehow all of that happened. Served them breakfast.
We're upstairs.
No. We're thinking, I came into the kitchen just to get the prasadam from the devotees and. Sarangi's daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
Kalavati.
Yeah. Kalavati. She's been there cutting up fruit and she's been having a bath. I just rushed up. There's a seat. And I'm like, okay. So I went upstairs thinking that's where it's going to be. And then I thought of Kadambakarna Maharaj. I thought, well, Jagatakaswami Maharaj can't eat without him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guest also. So
mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure that one out. Asking the brahmacharis for a dhoti at least to cover the dirty seat, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't even have a clean one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Jagatakamara says, "No, I'm right down here," meaning the restaurant area.
Mm-hmm.
So
just
whipped everything downstairs, and then Jagatakamara came. Then he reminded me, "What about Mother Lisa? Okay." And then Patapana Prabhu just was there,
mm-hmm.
seeing the action, just sat.
Mm-hmm.
So it was downstairs.
In the restaurant. Okay.
Yeah. It was very spontaneous. It was just happening as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A bit of anxiety for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened then? Was breakfast was ready, the maha was ready, but the kitchen wasn't,
mm-hmm.
the body stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down with my big mouth and the shower was coming in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kadambakarna Maharaj says, 10 minutes too late. So immediately I poured the lassi and I just ran to the kitchen with the lassi in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And there was water just as you're coming around, you know, with the temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming down the steps and you're coming to the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
there's water there. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't let go of the last year because I fell, you know. Mm-hmm. And the men came, oh, my goodness, I said, don't want that man. Just get the picture ready. You know, I said, they're waiting, mm-hmm. you know. And so I just got up. And then there was more mangoes getting cut. So we got the mangoes. And okay, hurry. Because they're sitting there, I didn't know exactly what was happening behind. So I came back with mangoes and hopefully that the kitchen was on its way. And then my Lucifer was born. So I looked on Maha today, the hullabaloo wasn't there. So I thought, well, where's the hullabaloo? The girls had placed it on the fruit tray, but I didn't look on the fruit tray. So I went running around.
It's basically, I find it as a point of discussion amongst those who don't have anything to do and who don't know the culture.
It's amazing you said that, because that's exactly what I said in that. We have a little Prabhupada class in the evening, and Pankaj Jambi is there. And Pankaj Jambi is there. That's exactly, I said the same thing.
Yeah, because it's according to etiquette, it's not something to discuss. It just isn't done. You know, it's just like we don't describe the disappearance of the Lord. You know, it's not a pastime that one... It may come up, but it's not something that is a prominent... Yeah, it's not a prominent...
And it doesn't evoke bhakti, I mean, right at the end of the day.
There's absolutely no use to it. Because even if they want to discuss what a mistake is, first they have to describe what a mistake is. Mistake is something that's done not in connection with the Lord. So then, with that, then we can understand Prabhupada never made any mistake.
Exactly.
And even if the thing is materially done seemingly perfect, with no material flaw that's not connected to the Lord, it's a mistake. It's useless. It's a waste of time. So therefore, these things where they think that they can discuss Prabhupada on their own mundane level, It doesn't work. You can't do it. Because as soon as you try to do it, the qualifications to discuss such thing are removed.
Exactly.
So it's not something you can enter into. Just like you can't describe Rasleela when there's lust. You may think you're describing, but you're not. So the same thing, they may think they're discussing Prabhupada, but they're not. They're just discussing mundane topics. So it's not something that is discussed, because what is their qualification to know if there's a mistake or not? You know what I'm saying? On what standard do you judge? If you're going to say something's right or wrong, you have to have a standard to judge it to.
And
right?
Furthermore, Maharaj, I think it all hinges on there's an element of attachment, or our attachment to giving light. That's why is mistake so important? Because we're so terribly attached to being right. And who's right? Ultimately, only Krishna and his representative are right.
Yeah, only what's connected to Krishna.
Everything else
right.
is so relative and arbitrary, so what's
that's
the
point? That's the point. It's relative. So the only way of getting some steady or consistent judgment of right and wrong is to take Krishna's definition of what's right. So that means, according to the Shastras, like that, one has to take, if one wants to, you know, work on the mundane platform, one has to take the Shastras. Because other than that, it doesn't. Whatever they say today that's politically correct or is modern, tomorrow is completely changed. I mean, just 3 years ago, you know, Vietnam War was not politically correct.
Right.
You know, having wars itself was not considered politically correct. Then 9/11 happens, and that same day, now it's politically correct to have wars. Now so many movies have come out about Vietnam, right? You know, kind of like settling the scores of all those people that, you know, fought for their country, but for, you know, then for basically practically 40 years were considered as, you know, anti-heroes by their colleagues.
Right.
Then suddenly now they got recognized by their own, you know, countrymen after 40 years. So where is what's right and what's wrong? What's a mistake and what's not? Before they were saying that war was a mistake. Then after they're saying now it's okay. So the thing is mundane scholarship, mundane concepts of what's right and wrong don't hold water in the long run, even on the material platform.
Right.
No, even on the material platform. That's why it's very, very funny when devotees take it seriously, you know, political correctness. You, as a political tool,
right.
You may use it.
How much can we actually, you know, compromise in the name of being politically
yeah,
correct?
You can't.
Keeping those who expect that kind of political correctness happy. Where's the value?
You can't make them happy
ultimately.
Because there's no standard. So if there's no standard, there can be no satisfaction. And those who are not satisfied can never be pleased or please anyone.
Hmm. So and one time, Maharaj, Puri Maharaj told me a little story. He said while he was editing, he had gone to his Guru Maharaj and he was doing the Nadia Prakash, the daily newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and he said, Srila Prabhupada, there's one spelling mistake, Bengali spelling mistake in this article by your father, Srila Bhaktivinoda. And at that juncture, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta screamed at him. He said, my Guru Maharaj shouted at me so loudly they could hear him in the street, there are no mistakes in the work of my father. There are no mistakes. And here was somebody that actually normally saw his disciples as guru. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not training disciples, I'm training gurus. He had that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But on this occasion, he became so heavy, so furious. Why? Because the point had to be made so strong. In the works of my father, there are no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So Puri Maharaj said to me, so please, if you do any, or tell anyone who does any translation of the work of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to please keep it as is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made that point so strongly. So I thought, when that, you know, so-called example of Prabhupada making a mistake was brought up, I immediately thought of that story, because these things are so arbitrary. And to, you know, in juxtaposition, to have these two ideas next to each other, here's the Acharya, Mahabharata, and here's the element of error. Those things should never be,
yeah,
you know,
discussed
together
same
like
same.
That. It's just... it's not possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an inebriety, and what it does is actually evoke something that's actually virtually spiritual suicide.
Yeah. No,
in
it's
the
it's
mind of the disciple.
It's kind of like considered, you know, in, you know, the modern academics, critical thinking is you can look at these things, but no one ever said that modern academics has anything to do with real etiquette or is a path for spiritual upliftment.
Mm.
You know, because if you want to analyze their path, why are they even bothering doing it? It's simply for money.
Exactly.
So, since when is pure knowledge based on the platform of money?
Of gain.
Yeah, gain. So therefore, you know, you can't even their own system, you can't say that it's got any glory to it.
So in the realm of exploitation, you may enter into these things, but in the realm of service, this has no standing whatsoever. It's incongruent. It's very interesting, because somebody also pointed out, he said, you know, there's Prabhupada sitting in a place where the deity is present. And the deity is a mercy incarnation of the Lord. This place is an extension of that mercy of the Lord. This is the Dharma. It's not a mundane place. The Prabhupada says this is New Virginia. You better believe it, because it is. You know, all Virginia is what's out there under the jurisdiction of
New Virginia.
Those two quarters.
This is West. There's Virginia and West Virginia. And this is New Virginia.
And this, so it's under another jurisdiction. It's like if you walk into the Swiss Embassy in America, you're in Switzerland legally. Mm-hmm. You're in Switzerland. They can't come and drag you kicking and screaming out of there. So the Dharma is like Krishna's embassy. So Prabhupada's sitting there. He says like that, just, you better believe it, that's what it's done. Yeah. You know, why go into a whole spin-off? And they say that one time Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, what do we understand if we see something, you know, that we consider a mistake? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, to mundane, material understanding, it may seem like a mistake. From a higher perspective, there's no discrepancy whatsoever.
Mm.
And Prabhupada answered it himself, so we should just go with what was good enough for Prabhupada should be good enough for us. If we're Rupa Nugas, what's it difficult?
Yeah. And then you also have that one where someone asked Prabhupada, well, if you're absolute and know everything, how many windows in the Empire State Building? And he said, how many windows in the garage?
In the mirage.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How many windows in an illusion?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how many windows in there. In other words, it's an illusion. What's the big deal?
And you know, it's like wet stool, dry stool. Who cares? You know, it's all so arbitrary and so relative.
Well, because the materialist considers their vision very important.
So it's, again, it just. Do you know it's a huge attachment we have in a very conditional mundane way to being right? We want to be right.
Because whatever we're into is what's right.
Right.
And even if we are able to understand that we've made a mistake and accept that, then that position is considered the right position. You know, we've understood it's a mistake, so therefore we're right. Well, someone else who hasn't understood, then they're still wrong.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you, Mark. That just confirmed what.
You can't play with it. This is spiritual life.
It's not
there for just playing around with as is felt is okay. It doesn't
matter. And it's become very fashionable to be so chalu that we can even, you know, apply that critical perspective or scrutinizing perspective should be applied to ourselves, our own and Arthur's. If we have that kind of scrutiny, that's actually within the boundaries of proper etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
We apply that same kind of scrutiny to the personality of the founder of Acharya, we just really miss the plot altogether.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then to use, you know, the Vyasa Sun as a platform for these kinds of things is also very inappropriate, because it's misuse.
Mm-hmm.
We should be...
Well, in this case it was misuse.
We should study Prabhupada's purport, which Prabhupada said, these are my ecstasies, and just stick to that. You know, it's like really, very straightforward. Yeah, misuse. We get so clever that we outsmart ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now they'll become gurus, so they'll tell what's right. They'll set things straight.
Mm. But you have to be very, very careful.
So I explained too in the class about what you told me the one time about justice, is that if we want this correctness or we want justice, then we are condemned to remain here indefinitely, because this is the realm of justice and mundane correctness. Because Rupa Goswami says path of love is crooked as a snake. There's no justice there. So what do we want? Which realm do we want to be in? Mm-hmm. We want to be here in the realm of justice forever. You do to me, the next life I do to you, then you get to do then blah blah blah, so go.
Mm. Yeah, because justice takes time to fructify. It means it's used as a tool, but it's not like Yudhishthir. He'll use politics as a tool. It means
but it's not
all those questions that, no. But all those questions were asked by Narada Muni to Yudhishthir. They were all on politics.
Mm.
But you know, he has a different goal. It's just a tool. It's not like that. So therefore, political correctness can be used as a tool. But if it's thought of as a valid, a substantial, you know, end or goal, then one's missed the point.
And then even if you take a thing that O. Prabhupada quoted a scientist, science has consequently proved that the brain's only 2 ounces lighter. It's not. It's half the weight of a male brain.
So 2 ounces is a lot.
Prabhupada still said, when one lady raised that kind of objection, oh, that experiment was done so many years ago. He said, madam, ladies haven't changed much since. Just, you know, what do you want? You know what I mean? What do you want? Actually, it's amazing, because if you look at doctor, with the head of a Prajapati, he couldn't get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
He had the head of a goat, not very intelligent creature.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, that intelligence, now he was rightly situated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, doesn't work.
It's not, the brain is just the mechanics that it goes through. So it's just like colored glass.
Hmm.
The light goes through the colored glass, and so it gets flavored by that. So then when the activities or the consciousness of the heart goes through the mechanics, you know, both of the brain and the, how do you say, chemical situation of the body, then it gets flavored.
Mm.
And therefore the man's flavor is different from the woman's flavor. It's just the way it is. But we know it's not the soul, so therefore on the platform of the soul, one can go beyond it. You know?
Yes.
But if one is not careful, just because you say you went beyond it doesn't mean you one has.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you can't legislate that someone's gone beyond it.
And you can be a lady and still be totally caught in Purush Abhiman.
Yeah, of course.
This masculine enjoying propensity. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what the feminine mood is in the material world. The masculine and feminine mood of the world, the material world, is just two manifestations of the desire to control and enjoy like God.
Exactly.
Be the Purusha. That it just makes these two so that the two of them can play off of each other and think that they're in control.
Because the other day when you said, you know, all fear has its origin in that fear of surrendering to Krishna, then I read Rishila Bhaktisiddhanta said in the purport, very similar, he said, all anarthas have their root in the desire for name, fame, and adoration. So it's because mm-hmm. we want to usurp Krishna's position. This is mm-hmm. our dilemma right from the outset. We want to enjoy. We fear having to surrender to the real enjoyer, because we want to, mm-hmm. you know, be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's a source of virtually all the dilemma. Thank you, Mama.
Hmm?
No, I can stay. I thought this one. Also, Maharaj, you were reading about Ekashringas, those in the species?
I think what it is that Petris of Brahmins have one name, Petris of Kshatriyas another name, Petris of Vaishyas and Petris of Shudras, they have a different name. I've seen it somewhere. I kind of remember it explained, but I didn't catch it. But then, so that
also,
seems
one name of Nrsimhadeva was Ekashringa in So we must have, you know, many applications.
Does she have it on the computer?
She didn't say anything. She just told me that you said...
She said that there are two versions available. Yeah.
Oh, I see. She wants to use that one. Okay. So then we have to find Puri Pragyasu. That one would have to be... Because that's the simplification. One volume is the whole thing. She must be talking about for the younger kids. She's not talking about this, where we're doing the older kids. Because this needs to be, like, how do you say, refreshed. You know,
that's
also.
Probably, I mean, that's more than 2 months.
Yeah, definitely. Well, one thing that could be done in this also is that you can just replace, because it's always, you know, all the yis can be just turned into yus, the dots, the does, and all that. That right there would probably change it a lot. But besides that, then the kind of like archaic kind of like usage of long sentences. That needs to be corrected in here. Well, I think Porta Prugius isn't like that.
She wasn't, you know, actually so specific which one should be used.
Well, I discussed Porta Prugius like that. But
for the younger children.
Yeah, but I need to find that. Let me just see if it's here. Because, and then whether it's a scale, which I don't think it has.
Yeah. I mean, we have a copy of it. Skips the first so much bit. Okay, but it's probably pretty good. It's probably where we would want everyone to do it anyway. Ramide Vishishta Krishna Vasu is the Rata Vishnu Kibna, Tasa Rajas. Brothers, five sons, Ali, approaches, okay, so you can go home, and you can go to the sun, chocolate, you know, shine, the four birds, okay, that's just one that he's doing. Then many lives and structure of the spirit, and we see it, we see how that compares to what we were just doing. Thank you.
basically, it gets all the things. It means this, it has a little bit of its own angle, very slight.
Is that Christian Darwin's?
No, this is Gordon.
Is that when they decided that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be easier to simplify this because it does all the stories pretty much. It does more than Christian Dharma. Christian Dharma.
You said that he skips out the culture. No.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking if you can simplify it, the other one. I mean, the best thing is you just take the original one and deal with that. And that's huge. You know, well, here he's put the whole thing into one volume. You know, pretty much dealt with everything. You know, I think he tells all the stories.
You take some milk squids?
Well, I take some milk
squids.
Oh, yeah, maybe later.
Later?
Yeah. He gets some, you know, in here. But it's not as much detail, but I was thinking, I thought the whole idea was is that it wouldn't be able to get into as much detail.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, mm-hmm. because they're concentrating on the language. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is then when they get to the creative writing stage, then they're gonna do the whole Mahabharata anyway. It's part of the thing they have to study.
Right. So then the point is just to take this book and simplify it for the different levels, right?
Yeah. I mean, so in other words, you basically start at the beginning. And then you figure how much of it needs to be at the beginning levels, the next levels. Like if this is over whatever 2-3 years.
This is the one that opens up with Vyasadeva and the.
No, that's the other one. This one opens up much more nicely. Vyasadeva, buried by Brahma, Ganesh is then asked to write the Mahabharata, the first recitations. Then it skips a whole huge amount of stories and goes to Upari Charivasu. So some consider this manifestation as the Mahabharata. Some consider it when you start with Shantanu as the Mahabharata. And others say that from the whole beginning, the whole history even behind how the Mahabharata got spoken at this occasion, you know, the whole snake sacrifice and all that. So that's all left out here is the snake sacrifice. So we're taking it from the full. You know, this one's taking it from the second, and then Krishna Dharma takes it from Shantanu. He takes it from the third. He uses the shortest form. And then it goes all the way, it looks like it goes all the way through. Preparations for war, fusion, trauma, trauma, history. Yeah, so it looks like he does everything.
You're writing for grades 3 to 8. That's a
3 to 8 or 3 to 7. Isn't it 8, then it starts the other thing?
6, 7, 2, 3, 7.
It says 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5.
So it means 8, 9, 10, 11. Those are the ages. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yes, yeah, general. Because you might have kids younger than that.
Yeah.
But that's what we're shooting at. So then you have to see if this is scanned, and if not, then it needs to be scanned. And then you work on it. But then you have to work out what it takes, what's the lesson, and how you're going to mix those lessons with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, by getting the comprehension. By comprehension, you can still take and see the story and stuff like that.
But, I mean, in the meantime, it can still be worked on, no?
Which?
This?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, it can be worked on. It's just, you just have to ask, see if it's scanned in. If not, then it can be scanned, because it should scan quite easily. You know, fairly quickly.
Okay, I'll call Vertical Mouth and ask him if he can start with this.
You know it's not been scanned.
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't think so. Then I know we're doing the full one. We started with the Ganguly, then we switched over to this other new one. But I find this other new one is worse edited than. It would be easier to work with Ganguly, though it's archaic, than probably to work with this newer one that's less archaic, but it's just bad English. You know, it's just like that.
So to start then, this one for small children. And
then
at some point later, Ganguly.
And then we probably go to Ganguly. All we want to do is just refresh it, because then that will be used by all adults and by all teenagers. It means everybody will be required to go through it, the whole thing, but they'll all go through it on their own. You know?
So after this, you'll be employed as our official editor.
Mahabharata editor.
Yeah, you'll be so inspired with one book, you'd want to touch all five, right?
Yeah, however many there are. Like that. But in other words, this is not viewing 100,000 verses. Well, Ganguly is. Mm-hmm.
I do have a question for yesterday's class. We were getting it. And you were saying how spiritual mind and material mind. And then you said how Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is regarding again the Kurukshetra. That is it correctly to see that it's not Vrindavan Krishna, because it's meditating on his Swarup in Vrindavan in the same mood, therefore it's not different,
because
the moon is not different from Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna is the same person. It's just what of his personality is manifested due to the rasa of those who are there. So the residents of Dwarka can't draw from Krishna that same mood, because their love for him is different.
Mm.
So according to their love, they will draw that aspect from Krishna.
Mm.
So he will manifest in that way. Therefore Krishna manifests in Dwarka as Dwarka Krishna.
Mm.
It just means the moon.
Mm.
You know? So, but when Radharani is in front of him, it's the same Krishna.
Mm.
But the atmosphere around isn't suitable. Therefore, she says, you are the same Krishna, I am the same Radha.
Like that.
The whole point of understanding this is that point of the what do they call it? I think it's called the Vibhav. Is the Ashray and Vishay. So the point is that when Radharani is the ashray, then you see Radha Krishna. Those residents of Vrindavan, then you see Radha Krishna.
Mm.
Because they are the ashray for love for Radha Krishna.
Mm.
While the residents of Dwarka are not.
Mm.
They're the ashray for Dwarka Krishna.
Mm.
They have love for him in that way, so he will manifest in that way.
Mm.
Therefore, then, when I put Radharani in front, then that mood is there. But it's, all the queens are there.
Externally, it's still.
Yeah, so therefore, it's they can't manifest. So that's even more, is that they're together, but they can't manifest. So therefore, that's even higher aspect of separation. One thing is that you're together, okay, and then you're apart. But if you're together and you can't manifest that, then that's even more. That's what makes Kurukshetra special.
So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that he wants to be there eternally assisting them, because it's so painful.
Yeah, because that's the highest manifestation of
separation.
That aspect of Dwarka, that is Kurukshetra in that rasa, that mood, that's Puri.
Mm.
That's why, even though it's Dwarka, it's situated over here, not over there, because the mood is different.
Mm.
It's Dwarka lila in which this
Vrindavan or Vrija separation is there. So that's what you see is brought out in Vrija Bhagavatamrita, is that Krishna is always tasting that separation of the residents of Vrindavan. Therefore, we have no problem with the door either.
Is that why Mahaprabhu spends so much time in Puri?
Because here, this is Vrindavan.
Right.
So if you want to taste more, then you go to that place where it's not Vrindavan. So even though Krishna is there, you can't taste it. So they sometimes get too much in externally defining the different forms. But it's the mood of Ashray Visha that makes rasa. That's the whole. So that's the therefore the highest. So that's why Lord Chaitanya was surprised when Rupa could understand what he was saying. Because he said those things, and Rupa wrote it down. Yeah, so he was very pleased. I'm gonna head out to the
mountain. I'll walk with you.
To the land.
Is that principle that voice doesn't give any gift for a guest like before the marriage or the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much the whole time. Like before the marriage especially. And there's always some gifts, but it doesn't match the volume of the gifts from the girl's side to the boy's side.
That's a general principle. You see, Yudhishthira is given some to them as guests and like that, he's given. But it's not in connection with the marriage.
Because like in modern times, like now the boys bring some flowers and such things.
Flowers and those things you can bring. That's natural. Those are personal kind of gifts. But it's not necessarily, he's not giving big gifts to the family. You know, like that, because otherwise then it's like he's trying to impress them with his wealth so that they'll marry his daughter to him. So then it takes on the quality of the Asura marriage. So that's to be avoided.
Yeah.